Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, along with my co-host and my favorite person in the whole world, Mitch Glenn.
Oh, he's talking about me. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
This is like two shows
in a row. Do I owe you money or what?
I'm scared. I'm really scared. This could be a thing.
It could be.
We could have a podcast
Something
show.
Could begin out of this.
The Fishing Guide Podcast, we would call it.
Wow.
Sound good?
That's a good name.
Shoot, I'm glad we have a guest today, because that's saving us from us talking.
We have a sharp dude today.
Sharp. I like that.
We got a sharp guy.
Nice.
The sharpest guy you've ever met here. Ricky Dukes from
there
Smith
Nines.
There you go.
Nines. Yes. Yeah.
All things sharp.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, when you get applause like that, I don't know what you're going to do to build up past this buildup that we've had here, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's going to be hard, Brad, to build up after that.
Top that, man.
We're ready. Tell us what you do, your position, and a little bit about your products, then we'll dive more into that.
Great. Thanks for having me again. At Smith's, we manufacture sharpeners. We've been in business for 137 years, and last couple of years, we wanted to really design and develop some fishing products to go along with our sharpeners for fillet knives or hook sharpeners. So my role at Smith's is the VP of marketing and product development, and working with guys like you, Brad, and Mitch, experts in the industry, to learn more about what's needed and develop tools and products that fishermen need and want to use. So,
hey, we're a sharp bunch.
Sharp bunch.
We need sharp tools.
Stay sharp with this.
We need sharp tools to work with.
There you go.
I don't know what to tell anyone, but you just keep stay tuned, because they actually have some great products, and we'll get to it after all the bad jokes we're going to have in the show. Like, this is going to be non-ending. I mean, to put it bluntly.
He's sharp, ain't he?
Yeah. Tell us, you guys are always searching for new product, but tell us, what is everyone's favorite product that was not released like this year or recently? What was like the number one thing that Smith sold to anglers, you think?
Number one thing for anglers was just we call it a hunt and fish sharpener.
Uh-huh.
It's a fillet knife sharpener. It's got a hook file on it with a line cutter. One of our most popular items that we've had for several years.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't really have a full product line in the fishing market. So we took that as a base and looked for other tools that we could develop, fillet knives and other sharpeners needed for not just the crappie market, but saltwater and different areas that could complement that product.
Yeah, so. And so now you have a great big old line of products, new products that they're kind of your mastermind and your team has come up with.
We've just launched in the last month 27 new products. So it's anything from gloves to pliers. We've got a new line of knives coming out later this year. In October, November, we introduced an electric fillet knife.
Uh-huh.
We worked with Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, and we developed a fillet knife for the crappie market.
Right.
A product that really doesn't get hot. You can fillet a couple hundred fish at a time.
Yeah.
Honestly, Mitch, I don't catch 200 fish, but maybe you do.
So in other words, Brad, it's going to last two lifetimes.
two lifetimes for me, for sure. But we're really excited about that product, and it's doing really well in the market and the acceptance.
Yeah.
People that use that product.
Mitch is a big crappie flayer. Like, he loves crappie.
Oh, yeah.
What's your, like... How do you do it, Mitch? You use an electric knife, and then do you use like a bony knife? How do you do that process?
My number one way, when nobody's around watching and everything, is I use an electric knife a lot like you would use a boning knife. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but you know, you would take a boning knife and cut like this and run down the backbone.
Right.
Okay. I use my electric knife that way because I grew up having to use a boning knife.
Okay.
So instead of just coming in there, chop and slice, I feel like at the end of the day, I'll sit down and compare on a gram scale or whatever. I get, if I use my electric knife that way, I get more meat that way.
Sure.
Now, what I do when I fillet a fish is I cut through the rib cage, flip it over, and skin the fish with the fillet knife, and then I take the electric knife and I carve the ribs out. And we'll do a video on it before we get out of here.
Yeah,
right.
But after I do that, instead of tossing that rib cage, that's when I take my fillet, my boning knife, and you can turn your rib cage over and mash them down like this. Come in, make a cut on your ribs, sure. And then when they're mashed down, you can curve that piece off. You'll end up with a fillet that's about that thick and about that big around.
Perfect size.
It's my wife's favorite piece of fish. And we call them fish chips. That's what we cover the skillet with to make sure the grease is good and hot first. Yeah. Right.
There you go. So tell us the difference between a fillet knife and a boning knife.
We've worked with some experts that have skinned or processed meat for years that really helped us design the profile of the blade and the flexibility. And that's what we work on for really that boning type knife is the flexibility and the profile of the blade.
And by profile, it's a straight
handle down to the point.
Right. So it turns up.
Turns up.
Right.
And we have both a 6-inch and an 8-inch boning knife.
I can't wait to use that 6-inch. Sounds like it'll be perfect for that for what I'm doing with that rib cage.
Yeah. And you have different size blades for your fillet knife, electric.
We do, like Mitch said, a lot of crappie fishermen will just they get those slabs off. They'll slab and get the slabs off and come back and trim out the rib cage. So we developed a small 4.5-inch blade that you can come back in, and you really have good control instead of using a long 6 or 7-inch blade.
Right.
You can put on that 4.5-inch blade and just come in and go to work on those rib cages, getting those trimmed out really close, like you said, so you save a lot of meat also.
Right. So let's talk about pliers, because pliers in bass boats and in inshore boats, that's like an issue usually, isn't it? What's the deal with pliers? Why do they always rust? Why does Mitch's pliers always look like vice grips and they don't open? They're vice grips that don't work.
They're exercise equipment.
Exercise equipment.
Yeah, what's...
Hold the hook while I pinch on it.
That's right. It's always a trade-off. We work with different materials, stainless or carbon, and it's a lifelong battle with any manufacturer trying to develop a pair of pliers at the pivot point that won't corrode and rust.
So you mean metal corrodes.
Metal corrodes.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault. But you have, do you have, please do not encourage him. but you have, don't you have products that are made for like inshore fishermen and also for freshwater fishermen?
We do. And we've got a new line of products that are coming out later this year for that. It's a fully aluminum product. Oh. So, whereas it won't last forever, Mitch will still have to clean it and rinse it.
Oh, good luck on that.
Both?
Good luck. One or the other.
Oh, okay.
Let's just get one in there. And to improve the life
of
the product.
Will they have automatic self-retrieval mechanism for coming back up off the bottom of the lake?
If you tie along the string.
So that's new, something that you're coming out. You just released on the podcast here that no one else knew. Huh?
No one else knew. Saltwater we actually pliers. Did put a carabiner on the handle so you can and a lock so you can just clip it on your pants.
That would be
your belt loop or fishing jacket so you can.
That's cool. So who comes up with these ideas? You said you had a team of people, and how do you do? How do you do?
We have an engineer in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And we start with looking or talking to fish, just listening.
Right.
Just listening to what people struggle with, like pliers or we haven't come up with a good pair of floating pliers. But but just listen to just what fishermen have
His
issues
going
with.
Already.
So. Yeah.
And we try to feel that need for what you solve a problem with the products that we develop. And, you know, your pliers are always in the wrong place. So much like our sharpeners, we try to keep and develop products right where the work happens. So it's always handy and convenient for you to use. So
what an idea.
So
instead of putting a tether, a lot of people will put like a lanyard or a tether on there. But some people just won't do that. So we built in a carabiner. We're real excited about that product. It's it's a great little just
cool.
We try to make it as easy as possible for the user to have everything they need. So I'll have some of those I can show later.
All right. When you start dealing with the fishing industry, you can charge for easy.
Charge for easy. Yeah.
Mitch's project, his lures are easy. So all the directions on the back say, just add water.
Right. Yeah.
So it doesn't get any easier.
That's pretty much it. Yep.
But you have a line of products called Mr. Crappie, right?
We do. We started working with Mr. Crappie about 2 years ago. Met Wally at a trade show and asked him if there was products or if he was working with a tool manufacturer. And we just started talking and started developing a line of products. We have close to 10 products now with Wally, and we're always looking to – we've got a few more on the drawing board that we're working on. So,
yeah, that's pretty neat.
That's a pretty good deal right there.
Yeah.
Mr. Crappie. Guess that means a crappie knife.
Right.
Fillet knives in themselves, you have different lines of fillet knife, like different styles. The longer blade. Why would you use a longer blade compared to a shorter blade?
Between the 6 and the 7 inch, some of that is the curvature, like we spoke about earlier about that boning. Some people, it's preference. They prefer a 7 inch. Like Mitch, he'll probably always says he catches 8 inch wide crappie and he wants a 7 inch, not a 6 inch. All right,
so I got you.
So, and then just larger knives. We also have a 9 inch, more of a straight profile blade, but a lot of people use that for catfish or just larger freshwater fish.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. The line of knives you have is pretty extensive, like little small pocket knives and those kind of knives. Kind of go in and tell us like the different, like you have a whole bunch of different styles.
We have three main categories that we design for.
Okay.
An everyday carry pocket knife, just self-explanatory, right? The knife you carry and you can utilize for all different tasks, fishing, what have you, construction. We also have a line of products that are designed for camping and hiking, more of that that group. And we have a set of knives that are kind of the kill it and grill it guys, you know, the hunting. You can, it's a nice skinning blade. And then we have a tactical line of products that we develop for the military and police department.
So are you doing knives up completely out of stainless steel, or are you using any carbon steel blades or some of both? Or
All of our folding knives are all stainless steel.
Okay.
We use different materials for the handles, either nylon, glass-filled nylon, just a plastic handle, or G10 handles. And some have either – we do have aluminum handles, stainless, and titanium-coated stainless as well.
Getting into some of the bigger knives, though, your tactical line and stuff like that, all stainless or
– All stainless.
Okay.
Really great quality. They have ball-bearing pivots, so they're easy to open. And they really hold up well.
Okay.
Pocket clips.
Right.
And so, do you have some that have kits like sharpeners in there too?
We do offer combo packages where it has a complimentary or it's not complimentary necessarily, but it complements the knife.
Right.
So we try to design that look and feel that matches the knife itself and the, you know, for that market, whether it be tactical or everyday carry, like our camping and hiking products normally have a fire starter or a whistle, you know, or some convenience. Some of them have built-in carabiners, once again, where you just clip it on your pack. Right. Just convenience for that job or that task that you're going to use that product for.
And Smith's, of course, is known for being a knife sharpener. So you have a lot. You have a plethora of sharpeners. You like that?
Big words. He does that to confuse me.
So you do. You have lots of sharpeners. Tell us, how do you go about picking the sharpener for your knife? Is that how you do it?
We look at, much like our folding knives, we try to develop. There is a lot of sharpeners, right?
So
to try to make it an easier decision for the consumer,
right?
We try to put products in a bucket, if you will, like a everyday carry type sharpener. That's an all around general sharpener that you could use. Of course, they cross over into fishing or hunting or camping, but or we'll design we have a new lineup of sharpeners developed for the construction industry where it has a 24-inch tether on it. You can clip it on your work
nice.
Yeah,
work bag.
Go. Yeah,
pull it out. You don't lose it. Or if you're on the roof, if you're a roofer and you're using a razor knife, it'll sharpen a razor blade or it'll sharpen a traditional pocket knife.
Wow.
So, and once again, we want to try to keep everyone working, keep your products sharp.
Yeah.
And
I am a fan. My pliers, I don't know what to do for them, but now my knife, I like my sharp knives. Sharp,
keep your knives sharp. So, and then we have products for your lawnmower blades, axes, machetes, chisels. So we try to develop products that sharpen anything you might have at your home or work. So.
Okay. Yeah, and we're outdoors people. Basically, most anglers are outdoor people, and they got a lot of different products. You also have some products for the home, like for in the kitchen. I know you have a knife set because we have one in our house. Gorgeous.
Yes.
So many people have complimented us on the knife set, and my wife takes full credit for it. And so, but she shouldn't, but she does. But tell them that you do have some of those products.
That's our Cabin and Lodge series.
Right.
We started that product about 2 years ago, and it was just spending time with customers and listening, once again, what they wanted, or listening to wives actually coming to shows, and they're like, I've got five, bucks hanging in my kitchen, and I want a set of knives that matches that decor.
Right.
So, we thought, well, let's develop a set of knives that will fit that customer. Yeah. Matches the kitchen. It's got bone handles. It's got a hammered finish.
Goes with dead animals in the living room.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a 6-inch fillet knife in it.
It's an important thing, you know.
Yeah. And an 8-inch bony knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
We took out the Santoku that Mitch, I'm sure, uses to fillet his sushi with, but we put in a 6-inch.
You put in something they can
6
use.
6-inch fillet knife, right.
Yeah.
Man, I don't eat no raw fish.
Good to hear you fillet them.
Yeah.
So you just don't, you're not just like picking them.
Nah,
picking
I'm from the South. It needs to be fried.
Fried. Deep fried.
Yeah. I tell you what, that takes us up to tackle time. And of course, Mitch is here for tackle time. And we're sitting here on the shores of Lake Washington, and we've been out crappie fishing. And when you're crappie fishing, of course, you have to have a lure that crappie like. And these are big crappie down here. And so, so is there a bait that you recommend if you're kind of targeting those bigger crappie, not the crappie that are smaller, but the kind of the crappie, you know, that are
I'm going to tell you what happened to work for us today.
All right.
Every day is a different day because less than 2 days ago, there was ice right there.
Right.
And now we have open water, but it's 39 degrees.
Okay.
And with the advantage of live scope, you can see crappie. You know they're there. To get these, we got some nice ones out there in that live well, but to get those kind of crappie to bite, it took a combination.
Okay.
We were using the Pico tubes.
All right.
Okay. And filling them full of slab sauce.
Oh.
Constant scent in the water. And so you make a big area out of your lure. We're using the bulkiest bait we've got, which is a tube. Put a tube on and fill it full of slab sauce, and then we were tipping that with a minnow also.
All right.
So you've got a lot of bait, you got a lot of scent, and you get that in their face, and it makes, because you can see those fish, they don't want to move. It's cold.
Okay.
You know, so you get something like that, you can actually get them to turn their head and take the bait. So use bulk, use flash, and use scent.
Okay.
My tip of the day.
There you go. We appreciate that part. Ricky, if they wanted to find out more about Smith Consumer Products, where would they go?
They go to our website, smithsproducts.com.
Okay. Mitch?
I plan to be checking that out.
Yeah. You going to get you a real pair of pliers in your bow?
I would. You know, I'm not as worried about the pliers as I am the knives. I like knives.
I do, too.
You can't have enough knives. You can't have enough.
I would dare wager that if you allowed me to let you look all through my truck, other than you, of course, you're in the business, I've probably got more knives here than anybody. I just took an axe out of my truck before I come on this trip. So, but I've still got the machete, and I've got a variety of knives around. So
there you go. If you want to catch more of the Fishing Guide podcast, you can check us out on our podcast networks. We're all across all of the stations. And, of course, our YouTube channel. You can check us out there at the Fishing Guide Podcast YouTube channel. And for Mitch and myself, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.